This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long. We're going through round one as far as we can get today. We might get to 18 in round one, and we just finished with the Saints. I had Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State. Charlie selected Omon Minbu, the offensive right tackle from Missouri. With the 10th pick in the draft, Chicago Bears, they need help up front, left tackle. And LSU has not had an offensive lineman selected in round one. You got to go back to Alan Faneca, who's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame back in 1998. He was the last one selected in round one. I'm going Will Campbell, left tackle, LSU.
This is our second pick that fits, Mike. I got Will Campbell as well. This one makes tons of sense. I mean, they need their franchise left tackle, you know, the blindside protector for Caleb Williams. And, you know, they could go defensive line here as well. They need help on the edge there. But just drafting, you know, one of the top two tackles in this draft class at number 10, I think makes a ton of sense.
At 11, San Francisco 49ers, they have not addressed this area in quite some time with a first-round pick. And I'm going to go with Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan. I think he's a top 10 type player.
Yep.
The hip injury with him and lower body injuries with him has sort of got him on a little bit of a track back. But, man, for the 49ers, they need cover people. Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan.
Number 11 feels like the floor for Will Johnson, Mike. If he falls outside the top 10, San Francisco's not letting him fall past 11. So I like the pick a bunch. I have him going at pick 7 to the Jets, though. So I have the 49ers going best defensive player available at this spot. Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, who, Mike, you know, we'll talk with Joe DeLeon later on in the show about this. If you want to talk about guys that can make a real impact at the combine, just what Kenneth Grant can do athletically for at that size, I think a lot of teams are going to value this dude.
Yeah, Kenneth is a freak of nature far as a 350-pound man that can run like he can. And, boy, to think that Michigan had him and Mason Graham in the middle.
Great, pretty impressive.
Great. Jay in the morning. With the 12th pick in the draft, Dallas Cowboys. I know Jerry always talks about skill players, and I almost went with Tet McMillan here. But he talks so much about winning up front. Omon Minbu, offensive tackle, Missouri, who could project to either tackle or guard. And look who they just lost last week to retirement, Zach Martin.
Yep.
And so that's my pick, Cowboys. Omon Minbu, offensive lineman, Missouri.
Cowboys desperately need to upgrade their running game. I have them taking Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State. He falls outside of the top 10. Similar situation with, you know, if Will Johnson's there at pick 11, that's the floor for him for the 49ers. This feels like the floor for Ashton Jeanty. If he's there at pick 12, I love the pick for the Dallas Cowboys, who desperately need to upgrade their run game. As you mentioned, you know, getting beefier up front, that makes a bunch of sense too. But at this point, both Armon Minbu and Will Campbell are off the board, so I have them selecting Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State.
At 13, Miami Dolphins, they need a big man up front. You don't know how much longer Teron Armstead's going to play. NFL football. He's had certainly a series of injuries, not only with the Dolphins, but when he was here in New Orleans. I'm going to go with Kelvin Banks, Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas. He has started 42 games for the Longhorns and three-year starter at tackle. Really good run blocker. I mean, he is top of the level as a run blocker. He needs a little bit of work in his pass protection, his setup, and his arm extension, body balance stuff. But I think that he can get better at. So I got the Dolphins going with Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
Kelvin is not much later on my board, Mike. I have them actually addressing the safety position, though, and going Malachi Starks here. I think Javon Holland is probably going to be gone in free agency. Now, if he returns, that's a little bit different. But they address safety, drafting Malachi Starks from Georgia. Do-it-all defensive back that is, you know, not necessarily the master of all, but he's fantastic in almost everything. So, you know, typically you don't see safeties get selected this high, but Malachi Starks, I think, is a special player.
At 14, Indianapolis Colts. Come on, if you spent that much capital on Anthony Richardson, you better put some pieces around him that can make plays. And Colston Loveland from Michigan, the tight end, huge target downfield. He is a top-flight playmaker, stretching the middle of a defense. I'm going to go with Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan.
You and I have them taking the same position, but the best player available at this spot, Tyler Warren, goes to number 14. And I keep talking about the floor for these players. Tyler Warren's not going past 14. If he's there, the Colts will run this pick up to the board, and they will be ecstatic to do so. But we see it the same. I mean, they both address the tight end spot. I've just got Tyler Warren still on the board here. Colson Loveland will go very shortly for me.
At 15, Atlanta Falcons, they need a pass rusher. He's not the ideal size, height, length, all this. All I know is he makes plays. Mike Green, defensive end, Marshall.
There you go.
Last year, all he did, 84 tackles, 17 quarterback sacks, 22 and a half tackles for losses, and he forced three fumbles for Marshall. And he was double teamed on basically every play. If you watch some of the practice sessions he had in Mobile, he was dominant there. Now, again, for some teams who have this certain height, weight, length on a defensive end, he might not fit. All I know is he can play.
So, Mike, you had him going earlier here. I have Jalen Walker going at number 15 to the Atlanta Falcons. You already talked about the speed that this guy possesses. He's a rare athlete. And the Falcons finally address the edge position, as they should, but we'll see what happens this year. They like to, you know, throw curveballs at us in the draft. But I've got them taking Jalen Walker as the top defensive player available.
At 16, Arizona Cardinals, Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan. He's one of the freak players, or you watch at the combine. He got overshadowed at Michigan because of Mason Graham, no question about it. But if you watch guys that can tie up multiple blockers, he closed down the rushing lanes, and he is a really solid interior pass rusher. He sort of forklifts that center right back into the lap of a quarterback. Cardinals need defense. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
I also have the Cardinals taking defensive tackle. I have them taking Walter Nolan, though, because Kenneth Grant was off the board at that point. And, Mike, you have Walter Nolan coming off the board here in just another pick, so we'll talk a little bit more about him. But Walter was someone that, you know, at Texas A&M, very highly touted recruit, one of the best players in the country coming out of high school. But he really kind of broke out this year at Ole Miss. And, Mike, you talked about how, you know, the SEC defensive linemen, there's so many premium guys. But you had to pay attention to Walter Nolan every snap that he was on the field.
He was a tilt-the-field player this year for the Rebels. And so at 17 with the Bengals, I got him going Walter Nolan. Not only is he a really good pass rusher, but he plays the run well. And if anybody needs defense, man, it's the Bengals.
Yes.
They could use it at every position. Tackle, end, linebacker, cornerback, safety, across the board. If Walter Nolan's there at 17, I'll pick him, and I won't hesitate.
You know, it's funny because I saw, like, NFL.com had, like, the position needs for different teams. And for the Bengals, they had, like, wide receiver and tight end. Like, no.
What?
Defense. Defense. Mykel Williams, the best defensive player on the board. The edge from Georgia goes to them at 17 on my board.
At 18, Seattle Seahawks. Last year, they had trouble protecting from the interior. And, man, they were getting a lot of heavy pressure right up the middle. Tyler Booker, offensive guard, Alabama. Tyler at first started out at left tackle. Then they kicked him inside. Man, he is a big man. That is a really devastating inside player as a run blocker. And he's gotten better in the pass protection part of the game. I'm going to go Tyler Booker, offensive guard, Alabama.
Perfect fit for the Seattle Seahawks. I have them taking Kelvin Banks because he's still here on the board. And I have them shifting him in to guard and playing left guard right off the bat for the Seattle Seahawks squad. As you mentioned, tons of issues. Interior offensive line, they address it in the first round by taking Kelvin Banks from Texas.
Every year there's a player that sort of takes a tumble, and it's not necessarily anything he did wrong. Sometimes it's teams are picking for need, even though they say they don't. They always do. At 19, the Bucs, Tet McMillan, wide receiver from Arizona. That's all they need to team up with Mike Evans there. Let's see what happens with Chris Godwin. They've extended out the time, and they want to do a deal with Godwin. But, if you got Mike Evans and McMillan, good luck trying to match up against those guys. One thing with McMillan, he's not the fastest or the quickest player around. But his timing and leaping skills with the ball in flight, they are at the top rung of the ladder. He just has a way of going up in heavy traffic and coming down with the football. And that's why I think he'd be a great fit here for the Bucs.
It would be jump ball after jump ball from Baker Mayfield throwing to Mike Evans and Tet McMillan. Just go up and get it, big fellas. I have them taking Emeka Ebuka, the wide receiver from Ohio State, at pick 19, Mike. And this is under the impression that they won't bring back Chris Godwin. They have very similar builds between Ebuka and Chris Godwin. But also, just the craftiness of Ebuka as a NFL route runner, someone that can really plug and play and be a strong weapon right off the bat for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense.
At 20, Denver Broncos, I've heard Sean Payton talk about, I want a joker player. I want a guy that can play multiple positions, either on offense or on defense. So I got him going with Jahdae Barron, who played cornerback. He played the nickel, free safety at University of Texas. So that's my pick for the Broncos, Jahdae Barron, who, again, he played cornerback, safety, nickel. He fits what you want to call that joker spot.
Denver's biggest need, the tight end vacancy, gets filled with Colston Loveland, the tight end from Michigan, at pick number 20 for me, Mike. It's a perfect fit offensively for what they're trying to build around Bo Nix, adding a premium pass catcher at the position there. I love that selection. I feel like it's a great fit. If he were to fall there to pick 20, Denver, this feels like someone that they would run up to the board and go get. Colston Loveland goes at pick 20 for me.
We'll go to 22 and then we'll kill it. Okay. 21, Pittsburgh Steelers, Luther Burden III, one of the most highly recruited high school athletes in the country, decides to stay, plays at Missouri. Didn't have the great year last year. I thought he was good to very good, not great. Part of that, too, is they weren't getting him the ball enough. But, man, he is a playmaker, speedy, so quick into and out of his cuts and his breaks, and he is elusive out into the open field. That's what the Steelers need. They need a playmaker at wide receiver, Luther Burden III.
Agreed. You echo my exact sentiments, Mike. Feels like a great fit once again for Pittsburgh at pick 21. Luther Burden, kind of had a down year in production in 2024 versus what he was able to accomplish in 2023 when he was right up there with like Malik Nabers for, great receiving numbers that season. I'm gambling that he is more of that player than he was in 2024, and so give me Luther Burden at pick 21.
At 22, and it'll be the last one we'll do today, and then we'll finish up tomorrow. The Los Angeles Chargers, I thought about a running back. Too high for me to go running back. I went defensive line here. And last year, the Eagles picked a rocket, Toledo Rocket in round one, and Quinyon Mitchell. This year, the Chargers, Darius Alexander, who can play end and tackle from Toledo. You talk about a guy that's going to wipe out the combine. It's going to be Darius Alexander. And if you watch the practices in the Senior Bowl, he was beating the stew out of everybody. Anybody that lined up against him, he beat them. I'm going to go with Darius Alexander, the defensive lineman from Toledo.
Older prospect as well, Mike. Someone that's a plug-and-play guy, ready to play right off the bat. So that makes a bunch of sense. The Chargers need defensive line help. And I reached here. I'm kind of like you after watching a little bit more of him. Nick Scorton, the defensive end from Texas A&M, It's almost a little bit similar to Luther Burden, where I'm kind of gambling on the 2023 tape that he had with Purdue, because he wasn't very good this past year at A&M. He came in as one of the highest projected defensive linemen in this class.
He ain't beat nobody this year.
No, he wasn't very good this past year, but I do think that the Chargers take him at pick 22 here as best edge available. Granted, there's a couple edges that I have going later on in this first round that I think could be better than him, including his teammate, who I have going to the Baltimore Ravens, but we'll save that for later
on. I agree
on.
With that. So that's 1 through 22, and tomorrow we'll finish up round one here. Maybe even give us a shot, maybe what the Saints might do in round two if it goes kind of like we think it'll be playing. All the names will all be jumbled by then. One trade kind of knocks everything off.